This is Jessica Jacobs reading a poem that takes its title from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1. Sing, O barren one who did not bear a child. Her hand sharp in the small of Hagar's back. Sarai, that barren punster, pimped her handmaid to her husband, saying, As I am barren, please consort Bona in Hebrew with her. By literally saying, I shall be built up, Ibane, through her. A barren woman can still be clever, though rabbis tea-leaved this to imply a childless woman is a ruined structure in need of rebuilding. Barren, however, was not a rune forced on us, but a path my wife and I have chosen, a choice not so much against a child, as four other things, our art, each other, a life barren only of all we'll never know. God said, I'll call you by a different name, and your destiny shall change. Sarai, barren, had no children, but Sarah did. Mom is a name I've cried times beyond counting. It is a name I'll never be called. Less a name than a state of being, once born, innate as DNA. Wife or writer, though, are titles non-familial, vocational, requiring daily upkeep, a renewal of, yes, I will still bear this, and be stronger for it? Who can say? Perhaps we'll end up most defined by what we are not. Yet bared by the roof of our ruined structure, we count the countless stars, grow our shared life in place of bearing a new one. Because before Sarah, and even before Sarai, was the first of the three names she'd eventually bear. Iska, whose root might be Sakta, saw, which would make her sight a prophet's, divinely inspired, or is silken, a duller lot, meaning all gazed upon her beauty. Barren Iska, precursor to the name Jessica, like all women, torn between being a seer and being the one seen. So, prophet, tell me, is the only happy ending really a baby?